Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this seventh Sunday of Easter, May 17th. Thanks for joining here in this church and also online to worship God together. God has been good to us and he has kept us through another week that we were able to meet again here today. The announcements are listed in the second page. Those are the regular announcements that we have. Please donate for the food bank ministry as in cash or in kind, and our third Thursday luncheon is going to be on the 21st, this Thursday, at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. Join for a time of fellowship and lunch together there. And we are still in the Pentecost season, Easter season. Next Sunday is the Pentecost Sunday, so that is the Pentecost season starts next Sunday. The last Sunday of May, be the memorial, last May 31st, and June 7th, the first Sunday of June, Pastor Tim Owens will be preaching, and my wife and I will be traveling those two Sundays. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any special announcements? Anything else? Thank you for your continued and faithful support to the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work God has given us to do in this community to be his witness faithfully with the opportunities that God has given us to do. We take our donations on our website. If you want to pay online, that is great. Please do that also. Use that facility online. Let us continue worshiping God together. I will bring up the opening hymn. Hymn number 139, which is in the blue book, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, King of Creation. If you are able, please stand for the opening.
sound from His people again. God may forever adore Him.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather here in this church and also online to worship you, together as your children, glorifying your name and lifting your name up, O God. We thank you for your presence in our midst here today. You are the God who, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, suffered and died, and overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has given us a new life and a renewed hope. And we thank you for the power of resurrection that you gave us to experience in our lives. Help us today to worship you with truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. When we sing our praises and make our prayers and meditate on your word, may your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. Touch each every one of us according to your grace and our needs. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Bless us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
The congregational hymn today is "Oh How I Love Jesus." And it's on the screen. So if you'd like to stand and sing with us, we're going to sing all three verses, and you can read along the stream, and Evangeline will join us when she comes back up to the front.
Standing, we'll read the responsive reading, which is Psalm 95. You can follow that on the screen.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Let us
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him in music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him.
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and worship, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice.
Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness.
Where your ancestors tested me, and they tried me, though they had seen what I did.
For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts were slaves, and they have not known my ways. So I declared my oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. We'll bring our prayers now, our prayers of blessings first, and we thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And then after that, we'll share our prayers of concerns and burdens and share them with each other and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God. United in faith, God's promise is that when we unite in faith and lift our prayers up, God will answer our prayers according to his will and bless us with the greatest blessings that he will bless us. So let us bring our prayers of blessings and also prayers of concerns after that. Prayers of blessings, let us continue to thank God for the progression of recovery that many of our dear ones are making. Especially Jean McPrayer is here today with us. She's making a lot of progress in her health, and hopefully you'll be able to go back home soon, I guess, right?
2 weeks.
2 more weeks? Okay, we look forward to that. But you look really healthy and better now. Thanks be to God for that. And Yolanda is here today. She has gone through a difficult time with her health issues, and she's feeling better, but she still needs a lot of prayer that they'll be able to treat whatever she's bothering her. And prayer for Wayne. He's getting better with his eyesight. That's why he won't be able to come. Please keep him in our prayers. And you all know that Carol is in a rehab after the surgery. So both of them need a lot of prayers, Carol especially, as she's recovering.
She's doing good. Probably this week she will go to the
other facility. Oh, okay. So did you go or you talked to him?
No, I talked to him.
Talked to him, okay. Okay, that's a good news about that. And let us pray for the dear ones who are seeking God's healing. Kenny just shared with me about Bertha Goss, that she's going through some difficult times with her health. Please keep her in our prayers and let her know that we'll be praying for her. She's in our prayer list, so she'll be remembered in our prayers. And pray for Grace Ames and Jan Basor, Jerry Rains, Ronnie Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway. Pray for also Lou. Lou is recovering from her knee surgery. And didn't hear back yesterday.
Yeah, she did. She's better.
She's getting better now. So we heard back from her yesterday. Pray for Adam. And pray that God will heal these people and also give them peace during this time of their sickness. And pray for other needs. People are praying for Melissa Pilcher, for her family situation. God will open the right doors at the right time. Pray for also Pam, Lisa's mom. She's getting better. Please keep her in our prayers. Continue to pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes and make our lives comfortable every day. It is because of a lot of people working behind the scenes. So let us remember them and be thankful for their services. And also pray for them and for their families. Pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others, especially during this time of election, that God's spirit will move through the nation the right people will be elected at the right places, that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions when they make decisions. Also pray for world peace as world leaders meet together and get together as they make decisions, that they will fear God when they make decisions and will bring peace to this world. Let's pray for our church to do his work, continue to do his work in this community that God has placed us in this time of history to be his faithful witnesses. So pray that God will enable us to be faithful in his ministry here. Also pray for the Hispanic church that they will also be strengthened in the ministry. Pray for all the churches in this area and the pastors, ministers, leaders. Many ways people are working for the kingdom, that God will strengthen them with the power of the Holy Spirit to spread the love of God in this community and around the world. Also lift up the world church at large. Many missionaries and many ministers and various organizations are working, spreading the gospel of Christ in many parts of the world, especially in the Asian areas and communist countries, that they are facing a lot of oppositions, that God will strengthen them in their work and not be afraid to stand up for the kingdom of God, that God will give them the grace to continue the ministry. Those are the prayer requests that I have for our regular prayers. Are there any special calls for prayer? Yeah, our friend JC, you all know, Hispanic friend that we used to come to church. She had a surgery this past week, so she's recovering. So she's back home. We don't know yet. But she's okay now, so please keep her in our prayers. If no one else has any other special calls to add, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture tells us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Merciful and gracious God, we come before you as your children, lifting your name up and thanking you for the many blessings that you give us every day. Thank you for the gift of life and the joys that we have in our lives. We thank you for your presence in our lives because of your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world to give us eternal life, through whom we have access to your kingdom, O God. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day and keeping us safe in a busy world that we travel around and live our busy lives. We thank you for your grace that you give us every day to take one day at a time. We again come before you with our burdens and concerns also, God. We look up to you for our needs. You are the God, you are the source of all good things, O God, and you gave us this life as a gift in this world. And you know our needs and our desires more than even we could understand. We seek your presence and bring our burdens and concerns before your throne, O God. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance and touch those who need your healing and comfort. We pray that your presence will comfort them, especially during many of our dear ones are going through recovery times and healing. The ones that we have named here, Lord. We live in a broken world, many different ways we are broken in our bodies, in our souls. We especially lift up our dear ones who are asking for your mercy for healing. We pray, thank you for the recovery and the progress that Ms. Jean McBrayer has made through her rehab, and continue to be with her during the next couple of weeks. She will be there. Strengthen her body and her spirit, and also strengthen her in her faith. We pray for Wayne also as he's recovering from his eye problem. Continue to strengthen him in his faith. Pray for Carol that she will be going back to her facility after this rehab. Bless her also with your strength in her body, and strengthen her in her faith also, O God. We pray for Bertha Goss, and as we heard that she's going through a difficult time with her health, as we pray now, O God, may your spirit touch her and enable her to feel your presence in her body, that you will strengthen her in her faith also. We pray for healing for her and peace for her. We pray for Grace Haynes and Jan Bezor, Jerry Raines, Ronnie Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway. Also pray for Lou Hughes. Thank you for the healing that you have given her so far. Continue to be with her and strengthen her, Lord. Pray for Yolanda also. Thank you for the progress that you have given her in her healing. Bless her, Lord, to be at peace, that continue to recover her back to her normal life. We pray for Adam and Pam. Bless them also with your healing. We pray for the people who are looking for their needs in their various ways in their lives, especially Melissa. Bless her with the right resources that she needs in her life, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us in many different ways in many different aspects of our lives. We thank you for their services, and we pray for them and for their families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that they will fear God, will be guided by God's wisdom when they make decisions, that will bring unity and peace to this country and the prosperity to our economy. We pray for world peace also, pray for world leaders that they will make decisions that will bring peace to this world, and may them fear God, who is the Almighty and the creator of this universe. We thank you again for our church, that you have given us to be a door for this, for your love to this community. Lord, help us to be caring and compassionate to the people who are in need, and serve faithfully with the opportunities that you have given us to serve. Pray for the Hispanic ministry also. Help us work together to expand your kingdom to the people who are those who are in need of your love. We pray for all the churches in this community, the pastors, the leaders, many others in the world around who are working for your kingdom. Bless them with your spirit and strengthen them with your power, Lord. Be with us today as we worship together. That speak to us through your word and strengthen us with your word. As we listen to your word, be a blessing to us and your blessing to this world through us, O God. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. And we pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day for us to gather. Thank you for all the gifts that you give us in this life. We pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes in only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. You are the living word who came and lived among us in life and flesh and blood so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives. You are the great shepherd who gives us guidance in our lives and leads us through calm waters and green pastures every day. Thank you for being with us every day, O God, and help us to meditate on your word with open hearts and open minds. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today, O God. May your name be lifted up, and we will be blessed by the power of your word, that we will become a blessing, a source of blessing to this world because of your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The passage we read here today is about Jesus telling people around him and the disciples that his relationship with God's relationship with the people is like a relationship as a shepherd with his sheep. These are one of the few images in all of the scripture that are very comforting, very personal, and very powerful. God being the good shepherd. In a world filled with uncertainty and noise and fear and confusion, Jesus stands before us and says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He talks about the hired hands in this passage, that he's not like a hired hand. He is the shepherd, the real shepherd. A hired hand may run away when the wolves come or the lions come to attack him because he's afraid of his own life. But the real shepherd will not be afraid. He will give his life to protect his sheep. That's what Jesus did in his life. So these words are not merely just a passage of that we can meditate and preach on, but these are very real promises that Jesus is making about the promise of God to be for his children to be with him. This is an invitation. It's the heartbeat of the gospel, God's presence with his people like a good shepherd. So the sheep instinct, as many of you know, that one of the most scary animals, that they get scared with the very smallest things in this world around them. Even a noise of a falling leaf can scare them. So sheep are very afraid of things around them. They're always very careful and watching around. And also they are not very smart, according to the shepherds the shepherds who keep them, because they follow the crowd wherever they go. If one of them will go into a dangerous spot, knowing not what's ahead of them, the others will follow, because they don't, even when they see the danger, they don't understand what it is, because somebody else did it, they will do it. There was a news about a flock of sheep in Turkey somewhere years ago in the news, that a bunch of sheep died because they all fell into a cliff from a rock. The flock had almost about 1,500 sheep in that flock, and one started going and fell through the cliff. The rest of them followed, and about 500 of them fell and died. And the rest of them also jumped. Because the 500 were making a big pillow out there, the others survived with broken limbs. About 500 sheep died from that. So a slight lack of attention from a shepherd caused it. Once it starts going, there is no turning back. They will go. They will never come back. So when God or Jesus compares the people of this world, you and me, as a sheep, we are kind of like that. We get scared very easily with our circumstances around us, a little doctor's visit or a friend's news, a phone call, or things around us that make us scared very fast. And we are afraid of many things happening around us. That is, the world around us is so uncertain. Anything can change any time. But God, as a good shepherd, is keeping watch of us, unlike a hired hand who may lose his attention once in a while. God does not. He is the good shepherd who came to lay his life for the sheep. So there is no time or place that his attention is lacking. So this John chapter 10, when Jesus spoke these words, he was speaking to the people who understand what sheep and shepherding mean, because they are used to it, and many of them were shepherds for their living. So a true shepherd lived among the sheep. The life of a shepherd is with the sheep, and they don't go home. And then the shepherds know each sheep, each one personally. He knows one from the other. And the sheep also knows the voice of the shepherd, unlike a stranger. So that personal relationship is very close and very comforting when Jesus compares us to the sheep and the shepherd as God. And David's Psalm 23, that we all know, the familiar psalm, says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So when he says that, he knows what it is, because he was a shepherd boy. When he was a little boy, he tended the sheep of his father. So he knows what the shepherd and the relationship with his sheep is. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," is one of the most comforting psalms in the Bible. And in the prophecies, one of the prophets, Ezekiel, condemned false prophets, saying that the hired hands or the false prophets are not there for the flock. therefore for themselves to make a living. Unlike that hired hand, the real shepherd lives among the flock and he is there to protect them and keep them safe. He knows them, each of them. The Bible says God knows each of us by our name. That's what the Bible teaches us. He knows your name, he knows our struggles, he knows our fears, and he knows the tears and the doubts that we sometimes cannot explain to somebody else. But we can always go to God and bring our fears and our cares and burdens and concerns to God, even those the ones that we cannot share with our friends or family. So there is something deeply comforting and very personal with this relationship that we have with this good shepherd. He knows every one of us like you. In this world of crowd and busy life, many of us are invisible. You know, when you go to the doctor's office, you are just a number, right? Once he sees them and then you're out in 5 minutes, comes the next patient. So I don't know how many patients a doctor can see a day, maybe 50, 40, 50 or something like that. And how many of them can he remember? Maybe rare cases that strikes his mind. But unlike that invisible crowd that we are among, God's sheep or flock is not like a number. We are each given a unique life in this world. There is nobody else like me in this world ever lived or will ever live again. And one of the technologies that we use now is the DNA. It is very unique. Fingerprints are unique. These things are telling us that each of us is made uniquely and not like somebody else. Even though there are twins and triplets that look alike, but their features are different. Our fingerprints are different. Their DNAs are different. So we can track all of these things to one unique creation that God has uniquely made. And then he says that he knows us by name. He means it. Because he knows he created us. He gave me this life in this world to be here. So he knows us by his name, and the sheep knows him by his voice. You and I know that when we go to God in prayer, we get a peace, unlike we go to the doctor's office or somewhere else. We get a peace when we go to God in prayer with our tears and our concerns before God. There's a God who will answer our prayers and give us what we need according to his grace and mercy. Because he knows our prayers and we know his voice. That's the comfort that we get. In the Middle East, when they kept their flocks, you know, multiple at night, particularly because of the wild animals, many shepherds flock together so they can have multiple flocks together when they settle down in a night tent somewhere. But in the morning, when they start getting up and getting the sheep out to the pastures, each shepherd calls his flock by some kind of a voice. And that particular flock knows the voice of that shepherd. And regardless of how many shepherds there are, each flock follows that shepherd wherever he goes. That is what the relationship is. The sheep follows and knows the voice of the good shepherd. As Christians, as believers, we ought to know the voice. We got to know the voice of our shepherd every day. We can know him through the Bible, meditating on the word of God, and we can hear his voice through the prayer that we make every day. Meditate on the word of God and spending time on prayer. The sheep recognizes the shepherd because they had a time together with him, always, an unbroken relationship. The same is spiritually true, that the more time we spend with Christ through prayer and meditation of the word, worship and fellowship together, we can clearly recognize God's voice from among all noises around us. I don't have to tell you how many noises that we have been distracted every day. You turn on the TV, turn on your phone. Everything is so noisy out there. You don't know which one to read. Sometimes you wanted to look something up and you open your phone to look up that. You got something else, you got attention, and then forgot what you were supposed to be looking for. How many times that happens? Because that kind of noise is crowding us and making life stressful more and more every day. And a mother of 13 children, I can understand how busy she would be. And how can she track of those 13 children? When you know John Wesley's mother had 19 children. And I don't know how they keep track of these children when they have. So one person asked him, do you think all these 13 children deserves your impartial love and attention? She said, of course. Well, how can you give that as a mother, right? I mean, there are so many different levels in 13 children. And how can you give love to everybody the same way that everybody is equally loved? Then she said, well, which one of your children do you love the most? That's a difficult question to ask a mother. So the mother answered, the one who is sick until he gets well, and the one who is away until he gets home. So when you are asked, when Jesus looks at each of us, when we are frail and sick and suffering in our bodies, remember, you are dearly loved at that time by our shepherd. He loves us. Even in the midst of our pains, he will never abandon us. He is the great shepherd, the good shepherd who laid his life for us. He loves all his people equally and dearly. But when we go through our life's valleys and painful situations of life, he will be there more than ever to be close to us. He is keeping watch of us every day, every moment of our lives. He will come to our situation no matter how many other sheep he had to tend to. All are precious in his sight. So we can never begin to understand the dimensions of God's love toward us. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The sheep know his voice, and the shepherd know his sheep personally. A little boy was separated, a little child was separated from his mother in a crowded mall. He was afraid and he got in panic and started running around looking for his mom. But mom, when she realized that the boy was missing, she started calling his name. That boy can hear the voice of his mother no matter how much noise is around him. He can understand and personally know his mom's voice. So it is like that for us. When we get confused, we get misled and misdirected in our lives in many different ways. And when fear surrounds us and confusion takes over our lives, and darkness sometimes seems to be in front of us, don't know where to turn to or where to go to, there's a still small voice calling our name. My dear little child, do not be afraid. I'm here with you. He is our good shepherd who will never abandon us or forsake us. He is the good shepherd. He protects his sheep from the enemies. That's also what Jesus is telling them. The wolf of sin and death and hell itself is overcame by Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross. So we don't have to be afraid of death anymore, because he overcame death. He rose from the dead so that we can have victory over death. God is a good God who will take care of us not only in this world, but also through eternity. So I walk through the valley of shadow of death. You are with me. That's what David says. So it is not just about the life in this world, but when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, this shepherd is going to be with us, leading us into the eternal life where he's already present, that we don't have to be afraid to go through. The good shepherd gave his life for us so that we can have abundant life, eternal life, and eternity with our God one day. The ones who have gone before us are resting in his presence, and we are going to be joining them for that eternal rest one day with our big shepherd, our good shepherd, who will be leading us in this life and to eternity. The good shepherd also searches for the lost ones. That's why you and I are here. The mission in this world. You have a life in this world for a purpose. To get all of these lost people to his kingdom. because He has taken us as His children, and we need ought to spread that love of God to others so that they can also be part of this fold of sheep. Maybe someone listening today, if you are feeling distant from God, perhaps life has taken some unexpected twists and turns. Maybe there have been some faith that has grown cold. God is still calling us by our names. The Good Shepherd is still calling each of us by our names. He leads us home. Unlike the hired hands, He leads us to eternal life as we follow His voice in this world. Spiritually, sometimes we get blindsided by many things in this world, but there is a God who gives us direction every day. God is good because He knows us. He is a good shepherd because He protects us. He is a good shepherd because He died for us. He is good because He will take us to eternity with Him. Thank you for listening to this word of the sheep, this word of the shepherd, as we go from this place, that it will open our hearts, that be filled with the presence of God every day, that we will not be afraid because His presence is always there, taking care of us in the midst of a busy and dangerous world. The question is not whether the shepherd is speaking. The question is whether we are listening. May we hear His voice. May we trust His heart. And may we follow wherever He leads us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. Closing hymn is "Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us," is 381 in the blue hymnal. It's also on the screen. If you are able, please stand up and join for the closing hymn, "Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us." Please stand.
Like a shepherd lead us, floods with light tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, Lord, is thy force prepared. Blessed Jesus, thou hast poured us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast poured us thine we are thine, thou dost befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
People of God, go in the knowledge that the Good Shepherd watches over us, not like the people around us who may abandon us at the time of need. God is a God whom we can trust. He is the Good Shepherd who laid his life for us, so will never abandon us or forsake us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.